From RSU Radio in Claremore, Oklahoma, you're listening to It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman, featuring Just Two Roomies with Tabitha and Chris, and another installment in What's Going on College Hill. And now your host, Caden Coleman.
Hello, guys. It is Friday again, so you know what that means. It is It's Kinda Late with Caden Coleman. I'm here with, of course, my producer, Caleb. And he's not going to say hi.
I didn't know you were cueing me. That was your cue to say hi. Gosh. What's going on, everyone?
What a great start, Caleb. Hey, what a great start this episode
so far.
It's okay. Episode 5. We made it this far. I always say it every episode, but we are just rocking and rolling.
We're blessed to have any episodes we can get.
Of course. And we're blessed to also share with you, if you haven't gotten the word already, that this show is now a podcast, y'all.
Oh, it is.
So if you miss it on Fridays live, you can tune in either through your favorite streaming, podcast streaming app like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the best way to listen is rsuradio.com. It's always the best way to listen.
What's your favorite way to listen?
rsuradio.com.
Oh, good answer.
Yes. There's a lot of work into that site. And again, you can listen 24/7 on rsuradio.com. Brought to you by RSC Radio, because we are RSC Radio.
Can we brought to you ourself?
I guess, because it is brought to... This show is brought to you by us, because we're here.
Or is RSC Radio brought to you by our show?
Figure out next week on True Crime. Anyways, there's a lot going on this week. We are, you know, getting close to the end of semester, which is very weird. Summer is around the corner. And I'm so looking forward to it.
You can't tell by today, though.
You can't tell. And then also the snow on Tuesday, I think it was. What the actual heck?
Yeah, that was random.
Here's the thing. I don't even mind the cold weather, but I'm just confused. Like, I'm as lost as the weather is right now, because I don't understand.
This hurts my head.
That was me in the snow. That was me when the snow happened. I was like, what is happening with Oklahoma? But growing up here, I'm kind of used to it. Speaking of, isn't it so weird that we're talking about the weather? Like, it's small talk about the weather.
That's basically what this whole show is. It's just small talk.
But no, we have big talk.
We do
big
have big
conversations.
Talk. We do have big talk, but we want to ease into it.
Yeah. Speaking of, our last episode with Alyssa Brown went great. We had a lot of great feedback on that one, and we appreciate y'all tuning into that. I was so grateful she came on. And then speaking of today, we have two amazing people coming on today. We have Just Two Roomies from RSU, Tabitha and Chris. They are some of the funniest people I know, and you have to hear the origin story of how they met as well. It's very, very interesting, and we're going to have them play a game. I'm not going to tell you what it is, so you have to wait until they're timed to play the game. And then also we have another installment on What's Going on College Hill that has to do with finals that you don't want to miss as well. We just have a jam-packed episode today. And it just keeps on getting better and better and better and better. We have the shows lined up, and I'm so excited for all the new shows coming in the future every single Friday. It's crazy. But in big news, in big world news, I want to talk about this, and I don't want to offend anybody, but this whole Demi Lovato yogurt situation, have you heard of this?
No idea.
Okay. Then you,
I'm sorry.
How have you not heard of this? So basically, Demi Lovato on her Instagram story called out a frozen yogurt company. And it's not even a company. It's one store in LA. And what happened was they had diet food, like diet cookies and diet snacks before you got to the yogurt bar. And since she's had an eating disorder before, she got very, 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 very offended by that. Because it's something about diet culture vultures, that's what she talked about. So she went on Instagram stories and blasted the yogurt shop. And again, there's only one of them. And so it was a small yogurt shop against Demi Lovato and her audience. And the yogurt shop got cascaded with hate. And then everyone was like, Demi Lovato, take it back, blah, blah, blah. And I just looked it up, and I don't know if this is right or not, but apparently she donated $100,000 in an apology note to the company. Thoughts on that?
Well, I'm just wondering how, whenever Caden makes a mistake, he does not donate $100,000 to the Caleb Fund, so. I don't know why you're not as good as apologies.
Excuse me? Okay, well, I'm not. I don't have that Demi Lovato money. I don't have that Demi Lovato money.
Well, you should, because you have a famous late night talk show.
Oh, just wait. We're gonna blow up, and I'm like, we don't know nobody. That's a meme. But I thought it was so crazy that one yogurt shop got taken down because they didn't get taken down. They're still living and they're still alive.
They're doing better now.
I mean, yeah, they have the brand name recognition from that. Crazy. People came for Demi Lovato. People came for the yogurt shop. And I just wanted your stance on diet culture. Do you get what that means? Do you get what that is?
I am not familiar with the
people that have like eating disorders. Also, trigger warning, if you don't want to talk about anything revolving eating disorders or listening, you don't have to listen to this segment of the show. But I thought it was so interesting because I don't know where I stand on it. I wouldn't go on Instagram and make a story about it, of course. But what, because it's like people with eating disorders and that can't eat, or they, you know, are looking forward to a certain meal, get surrounded by sugar free, eat this. One of them was called guilt free cookies. So it kind of made people feel guilty for eating those, apparently. Does that make sense?
I think I can kind of understand where they're coming from. I don't know if I necessarily agree or not. I mean, I think giving people a healthy alternative is a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they should be bashed for that.
Well, yeah, that's the thing, too, is it wasn't... Some people go too far with diet culture. They're like, you know, eat this or you're going to be so big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was a small yogurt shop. And people that like are diabetic or something else, I was like, what about them? You know?
But I'm also a fighter for... you know, being proud of who you are. And
exactly. Body positivity.
On, yeah. So, I mean, even if you, other people may consider you overweight, or out of shape or whatever the case may be, if you're comfortable with it, you know, that's your own thing. If you're not, then work on yourself. If you are, good for you. Like, I think that's also important as well, is, you know, not really caring what other people think, just doing what you want to do.
Makes you happy and healthy. Absolutely. And happy and healthy with other people. But I don't know. I was so, that story came out and I was like,
I didn't know that happened. So.
Oh, it was huge. Like, everyone was talking about it. I say that, but probably in only my social circles. Yeah. It was big, but I thought it was interesting news. So are you on the side of the yogurt shop or Demi Lovato?
I don't really want to pick sides because I don't know the full situation, mm-hmm. so I can't really pick sides.
Well, we'll have both of them on the show next week.
Oh, nice.
Just kidding.
Demi Lovato.
We'll have a conversation about diet culture with Demi Lovato and the Froyo company.
It's Froyo?
That is a joke. Froyo.
Oh, I like
Froyo. Froyo frozen yogurt.
I like Froyo.
That's a cool abbreviation, Froyo. What's the coolest abbreviation you know?
Froyo. I can't think of anything better.
Really?
No.
PB&J. Pretty innovative. Pretty special.
It rolls off the tongue well, that's for sure. PB&J.
IRS.
Nah. The IRS, I don't like the IRS because it gives me, like, you know, I get triggered by it. I'm like, oh, IRS.
I'm scared.
Make equals owes money.
I understand the IRS, but they kind of scare me, even though I'm not doing anything shady or wrong.
There's a song lyric that I really like, I really relate to, and he says, the only thing I fear are God and the IRS.
Really? They don't fear, like, house intruders?
I don't fear house intruders.
Okay.
I just fear God and the IRS.
Speaking of that, we had a conversation with... our new member on RC Radio, Sam, who is an absolute legend, talking about what we're scared of. What a great segue into that. And we're talking about, like, what scares us in scary movies, because I've been binging the Conjuring series recently.
Speaking of Sam, I think he's going to be on the show in the future, so be on the lookout
for that.
Stay
tuned for that, yeah. And he's going to be the upcoming music director.
Ah.
I know. Congratulations.
Are we allowed to announce that?
If we're not, then I'm in trouble.
We're getting a text from our boss.
Yes, we love our boss, though.
Yes.
I'm not forced to say that. I just really do appreciate him.
We definitely bug him too much.
Oh, especially me. Do you know, I'm that kid that walks around work and talks nonstop and asks questions.
Yeah,
but,
we know.
Oh,
we know. I know. The viewers don't know necessarily, but...
Oh, me and Caleb get in fights. Next time,
don't say that. That's not
like fist fights.
That's not
true. I should record like our next verbal fight and just like air it on the air.
I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea. I don't know if fights are they're entertaining.
Well,
so it might get some.
We'll make the audience pick a side. Anyways, back to the what scares us and everything. But I'm scared of house intruders, home intruders, and also like real life murderers. But everyone else apparently is scared of like demons and possessions and scary stuff like that.
You're more down to earth.
Oh, if a house intruder broke into my house.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'd be terrified if someone broke into my house. I mean, obviously.
But would you rather be haunted by like a...
Well, here's the thing. You can stop people breaking into your house. It may be difficult, but it's way more possible than trying to stop a freaking demon or something, a ghost from getting you. Because there's no way to stop that.
Yeah, there is. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But
depends on if you believe it or not. If you don't,
yeah,
good for you. If you do, whatever.
But no, home intruders, believe it or not, it happens. Whether you're like want to or not.
That is true.
And
they do happen.
I don't think anyone's going to target Caden Coleman, though. I say that, but watch something happen. Knock on wood.
I will say, if Caden's house ever does get broken into, we'll post about it. We'll let you know.
Oh my gosh. Caden.
Caden dig his
Caden's
house
fears did come true, and a home intruder broke into his house, and there was a problem.
Caden literally has nothing to his name anymore, but here's a post about it.
Do you and Caleb Paul's going to hire somebody to take over the show? He's going to hire somebody to take over the show. It's kind of like with Caleb Broker.
Has a nice ring to it. I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh. But shout out to Sam. He was talking about that stuff, and he's more scared of the spiritual aspect of horror genre, but The Conjuring is so good. So good.
It's creepy.
Oh yeah, and the Annabelle doll. Oh my goodness, one of the best memes I've ever heard in my life was, remember that rumor that went around like last year that Annabelle escaped?
Yes, I do.
Those
that,
memes
yeah.
are hilarious. Go look them up. If you don't know what Annabelle is, it's this creepy doll that is supposedly like haunted and cursed.
There's movies about it, supposedly based on a true story. Who knows?
And we're having her. We're having her on the show next week
with Demi Lovato and Froyo, all three of them.
Demi Lovato, the Froyo company, and Annabelle will be on the show.
That may be
next week.
The most viewed talk show like ever.
I would tune in so fast to have an interview with Annabelle. I mean, she can't talk allegedly. Yeah. We don't know what she's talking about.
She has her forms of communication.
Caleb's like, I dated her once.
Like, maybe, no.
She's my
well,
ex.
Well, kind of. But
she's
I feel
crazy.
Like she could, like, you know, kill someone and be like, oh, like, you know, no good.
Oh, bye.
That's her form of communication.
Anyways, what a weird way to end this little segment. But we're going to a short break, and then we'll come back with a new installment and what's going on in College Hill. So stay tuned right after this short break.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. You just got out of this short break. And you know what's funny is that we were like, be right back. You know, you won't hear us for like a few minutes. Meanwhile, Caleb's voice was all over those promos. That really shows you that RSU Radio is student-made, student-directed, and student-led.
And I will say it was not intentional at all. I don't choose when the programs are in. So
Caleb's like, I want more screen time. One more airtime.
My goal is to take over the radio station one promo at a time. That's a joke.
Is it though? Annabelle's in the corner like, ee-oo. By the way, Annabelle will not be on the air. I don't know if I said that.
And Demi Lovato won't either.
If you or the Froyo
won't either.
Hmm. Well,
but
so,
we do have a special guest next week, so tune
oh,
in.
Oh, we do have a special guest every single week.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
We have some specials coming up too. I want to give them away, but we have some specials. Some holiday specials, you know.
Holidays. What holidays are coming up? Earth Day.
Oh my goodness.
Earth Day was this week. That's kind of cool.
Wait, I'm going to promo Caleb's show for him. Radio Rewind. If you haven't been listening, there's a new show theme every single week to get your nostalgia music in for the week. It's every Friday at 1 p.m. Again, Radio Rewind. It's on Instagram too, right? What's the Instagram?
Just radio.rewind. Radio period rewind. Whatever you want to say.
If it's that easy, you should be following it. Am I right?
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. If you guys know, Caden has his own show as well.
I never heard of it.
It's kind
of
late every Saturday. Oh, every Friday at
wow.
7 p.m.
He doesn't even know
every
this
Friday
show.
At 7 p.m. But also, we have another show before it, another great show after it as well.
I know. Swoon City and The Lounge.
Yeah.
Mm. RSU has a flavor, like a rare, juicy steak.
And most of it is student-led, like we mentioned. So
get that good old flavor in. Sorry, I don't know why I'm going on with flavor. I think I'm a little bit hungry. Also, speaking of steak and all that stuff, there's
steak. Who talked about steak?
I did. I brought up steak, like juicy steak. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm going crazy. But anyways, you know, I had a conversation this week about steak and people getting it, you know, well done. It's disgusting, is it not?
It's like eating rubber. I mean, I know everyone says that, but
bouncy, bouncy steak. I know. Boo. Boo, well done steak.
If you eat well done steak, I'm sorry.
Unless you're vegetarian, which I understand, but I'm a medium rare girl. But if I get it rare, I won't send it back.
That's still gross.
No, it's not. No. And no matter how juicy it is, I dip it in A1 sauce.
I will quote one of our close friends. Caden will literally eat blood and bones if he had to. He's like a cannibal, I think. He likes rare meat for some reason.
Do not put that over the air. I'm not a cannibal.
He's not a cannibal, I promise. Disclaimer, he is not a cannibal. But he has cannibal symptoms.
That's some disease. Cannibal is just...
Cannibal signs, I don't know.
Well, anyways, let's get off the cannibal business.
I agree.
I mentioned earlier in the show, Finals Week is coming up, right?
Yeah. Which boo to that as well.
Well, we're wrapping it up. It's a part of life, you know? I hope everyone's preparing and getting ready. Everyone's feeling, you know, ready to conquer those finals. And I wanted to make sure RSU was ready. So I hit the road. I don't think it was that far away. It's like a 2-minute walk. I walked around campus and interviewed some of not only students, but admin about some trivia questions to boost their brain for the next segment of what's going on College Hill. So I just asked them random trivia questions, see if they're ready for finals. So
disclaimer, if you did ask one of your questions that are on your final, you're welcome for the answer.
Yes, they're probably not. Well, but we just wanted to boost your brain to get ready for finals. Also, I know admin do not, you know, do take finals, but we have people that did it that said they would boost their knowledge to the students. It's about finals week. So here's the second installment on what's going on College Hill. Hi, guys. It is Caden here with...
Hi, I'm Cassie Landers, and I am the Career Services Coordinator.
Thank you. I didn't have to ask you for your title. You knew what to do. Okay, perfect. So, for some quick trivia for finals week, what flower is most gifted on Valentine's Day?
The rose.
Correct. How many planets are in the solar system?
Well, let's see. Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. Oh, 8, 9 with Pluto.
Correct. Congratulations. That's awesome. Which actor played the Prince of Bel-Air?
Will Smith.
Correct. Wow. Okay. What do you call a geometric shape with 5 sides?
Can I sketch?
Of course. By the way, I'm going to voice this. She is sketching 5 sides. 5 sides.
Hang on. No, that's not right. I don't know. I'm going to guess let's see. Let's say Pentagon.
Correct.
Yay! Okay. Just don't look at my sketches.
No, but she got it. 2 more questions. What is the Disney Channel show that stars Miley Cyrus as the pop star?
Oh, wow. That is like slightly after me. Miley's a little bit after me. I was more of a Lizzie McGuire girl.
Okay.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus is...
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The last name, the person's name is the show title.
Okay.
And the last name of that person is a state.
Let's see. A state? Let me see. I'm going through states.
Another hint?
Yeah.
It is not Oklahoma.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not a Miley girl.
You want to say it?
Hannah Montana.
Congratulations. Again, one last question for you. Which fast food chain is known for the Big Mac?
McDonald's.
Congratulations. You aced that.
Yes.
You like missed one, but that's an A, I believe. I can't do math.
I have homework, so I'm going to go watch Hannah Montana.
Yes. Prepare for finals week, y'all. Hi, guys. It is Caden here again with...
Raimi Leonard.
My voice just gave in for 0.2 seconds, but that doesn't matter. We had trivia questions for you to boost for finals week. You ready? Mm-hmm. What U.S. state is the largest?
Texas.
Incorrect. Alaska.
What?
True. What food does Popeye like to eat?
Spinach.
Correctamundo. What is the astrological sign symbol? No.
Bruh.
What astrological sign symbol is a crab?
Capricorn or Cancer?
Pick one.
Cancer.
Cry to me, no. You love me. I'm a Cancer. Wow, thank you. Anyways, what symbol represents St. Patrick's Day?
A four-leaf clover.
Correct. Also known as a what?
Shamrock.
Correct. Wow, smart Shamrock people. Shakes. I see dead people is a famous quote from which movie?
I don't know. Paranormal Activity.
No, The Sixth Sense. And then last, what are the three primary colors?
Red, blue, and yellow.
Correct. I think you got an A, right? I can't do math. But thank you for coming on, Raimi.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, guys. It is Caden here with...
Elise Keyros.
What do you do here at RSU?
I'm the Disability Service Coordinator.
Awesome. And in preparation for finals week, we thought we would do some trivia, not only for our students, but our staff as well, even though they're not doing finals. So we picked out six difficult ones for her because she is known as the trivia queen, apparently, in the student affairs office. So we thought we would ask her some good questions. You ready?
Bring it. Let's go.
Okay. What is the biggest planet in the solar system?
Jupiter.
Correct. Congratulations. How many reindeer does Santa have?
Are we counting Rudolph, I guess?
Yes.
Okay. Nine. Is it nine?
It's eight.
Eight? Okay.
It's eight.
With that, okay.
Yes. Hey, interjection here. It's future Caden. It actually is nine and not eight, and you should listen to the genius trivia answerer and not me. So. In which state is Area 51 located?
That is in New Mexico.
Nevada.
Nevada.
Okay. I didn't know that either. I should know that because I went to go raid Area 51. I actually didn't.
Wow.
What color do you get if you mix blue and green?
Aqua.
Correct. Aqua cyan.
Okay.
And which two states don't observe daylight savings time?
Arizona. Hawaii.
Yes. I don't know how you got that. I never would have got that ever. And what is the loudest animal on Earth? Last question.
Loudest?
Yeah.
Howler monkeys.
I don't know what a howler monkey is. It's incorrect, but I want to hear a howler monkey.
Okay.
We'll insert a sound of a howler monkey, hopefully. But it's actually a sperm whale.
Oh, okay. All right.
But thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. It is Caden here with...
Donna Wani.
What is your position at RSU?
I am the executive assistant to the vice president of student affairs.
Fun. Well, we have trivia questions for you to answer in preparation for finals week. I know you aren't taking finals, but get your brain boosted for finals week.
Here we are. I can do it. I can do it because I have so many students that I work with, and maybe my little bit of knowledge will get them ready for finals week.
Exactly. The spirit is here. What is the name of the actor who played Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Correctamundo. Congratulations. Keep calm and carry on is the slogan for which nation?
Well, it's not ours because we are not calm, but we're carrying on.
Okay.
Who knows?
It's Britain. It's Britain.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it is the UK, right?
Okay. Fe is the chemical symbol of which element?
Iron.
Wow, she was confident in that one. What is the name of One Direction's first official single in 2017?
Can I phone a friend?
2011.
Let me phone a friend.
You're not phone a friend?
No, I'm just joking.
Okay, no.
I don't listen to One Direction. The only direction I go is whichever way my senses lead me.
The wind takes you. Whatever.
Wherever the wind takes me. That's it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Which language is the most spoken language in the world?
Chinese.
Correct. Again. Wow. Smart lady here. Which vegetable is known to help you see in the dark?
Carrots.
That's all? You Carrots. Did it. How do you feel?
I feel empowered. I feel empowered that I can pass along this knowledge to our young people.
I know. I'm glad that One Direction will be on their finals.
Yes, I am too. Because, you know, without that, the world would just be a lost cause.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Donna, for coming on the show.
You're more than welcome anytime. And everybody, do well on finals week.
Welcome back to It's Kind of Late. What you just heard, again, was the second installment. I'm sorry, I'm about to burp. Sorry, random. I'm not professional at all. Was the second installment in It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman's. Man, my brain is giving up.
It was the second installment of What's Going on our show, It's Kind of Late with Caden Coleman.
That's it.
There you go.
That burp just killed my brain.
This
power.
Was Caden right here.
It exactly was. I needed to reboot for a minute, but
why are you bullying me?
Yes. I had so much fun doing that. Also, I'm not a math major, so do not hold me accountable for saying that they got an A since they missed one out of six.
Yeah, correct us if we're wrong, but if there's only six questions, if you miss one, I don't think you have an A anymore.
Let's do math.
Let's do math.
Math live.
This is me every time I have to do math.
Cut the check. Cut the cameras. 83%. Not an A.
83, yeah. And if they miss two, they definitely are not getting.
But they still did pretty good. I mean, those were the daylight savings question. Again, I would have no idea.
But let's talk about, I just want to ask Caden, how many reindeers are there?
Don't.
How many are
there? Actually is nine. I was wrong. Shout out to Elise. She is smart. And I'm stupid.
You're not stupid. You're just misunderstood. Not misunderstood. That's not the right word either.
No, I am misunderstood.
You are.
I am queen of misunderstoods. I'm the queen of everybody that's misunderstood. I know how that feels. Wow, that you just triggered something in me that I don't even know who that was.
I know. I take back my comment.
I know. I was like, you better keep it. But it's just a fun, fun time doing those. And it's obviously so funny. Donna, especially at the very, very end, talking about going with the wind. It's what I feel like this finals week. And she said it again. So take Donna's word for it. Be ready for finals week. It is coming up. So shout out to all you college kids out there. I feel like I'm not one of them. Like some
well,
old man.
I will say, don't let Caden scare you. We have 2 weeks till finals week, really. Well,
kind of.
A week and like 2 days. But you're acting like it's on Monday, and that really panicked me for a second. So I'm letting you know, anyone out there who goes to RSU, there's different schools. But if you go to RSU, your finals week is not a Monday. It's the next Monday.
Is there different schools?
Well, there are different schools in America, yeah.
Oh, because my heart lies here. So is my brain.
Oh, that was a little.
My heart lies here at RSU. My brain lies here at RSU. So this is all I know, in a good way.
What a response.
Oh, yes. Love RSU. Anyways, we have coming on the air, again, the Just Two Roomies. And again, they're going to talk about their origin story of friendship. And also play a game with us. Are you excited?
I love listening to games. I really do. They're fun.
Oh, yeah. Fun games. And speaking of the
devils.
Just kidding. Here they are right now. Everyone welcome. Tabitha and Chris from Just Two Roomies. Oh, wow. Hi, guys. How are you? Doing good. So for people that don't know who Just Two Roomies, what it means, explain to us the origin story of Just Two Roomies. The orange story.
Okay. It's kind of weird, kind of random. It just kind of started one day on my Instagram close friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chris is a part of a sorority on campus and,
shout them out.
I'm in Kappa Phi. I love it.
Shout out to all the Kappa Phi girls.
Yeah, shout out to my Kappa Phi girls.
So they did some events. It's like on a Sunday night. I was in my dorm room all by myself. And then Chris gets home and, you know, I get so excited. And then she leaves again. And I was like, well, where are you going? She said she had to go clean up like their little event thing that they had. And so I went with them and I looked a mess, but she was all like, you know, dressed up. She looked real nice. And so I just was like, we look crazy right now. So on the elevator in UVB, we like took a timer picture. And then Chris said, caption it like, just two roomies going to go vacuum. you know, the conference room from this party. And then from there, just everything we did, we just started just roomies.
Yes. And it took off. It took off. Trust me, I know the Just Two Roomies brand. Other people know the brand as well. Speaking of last semester, I don't know if you remember this, but I was having not a great time, like 1 week or whatever. And randomly, y'all offered to make me cookies. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Exactly. Give the ooh to the cookies. I enjoyed them so much, and I still can't say thank you enough.
Yeah. I will tell you, my sister made those cookies, but.
Do you know what? I thought they were so good.
Oh, but they were so good.
It's a thought that kind of, and that got a little note with it too. Yeah. The Just Two Roomies brand is live and in action. But how did y'all meet being friends? I know the story, but I want people on the air to know the story.
Okay, so for a long time, people would like mistake us for each other because once upon a time we used to look really alike, not so much anymore. But
I think y'all still do.
We changed our hair, so I mean, I think it's still there, but it's less like. I don't think you could really get us mixed up for each other. But last year it was crazy. Like people mm-hmm. would walk up to me talking about a class I wasn't even in. And it always like, you know, made me nervous. I was like, I'm not in that. Like what homework are you talking about? But they thought that I was Chris.
And you guys initially had no idea about each other, correct?
Right.
So you're like, who is this Chris girl?
I was like, I don't know who Tabitha is. I don't know what Tabitha.
I don't know the Tabitha. Yeah. So how'd y'all meet? Like, what was the first introduction? Were you like, oh, so you're that Chris? And then you beat each other up. Just kidding. Actually, didn't do that. But
there can only be one of us.
There can only be one of the glasses girls.
Oh, yeah.
The glasses girls. there can only be one roomie. But how'd y'all meet, like, officially? What was the first introduction like?
So one day I got done baking cookies from the kitchen in UVC, and I go upstairs and I see Tabitha's roommate at the time that I knew, and I was talking to her, and then Tabitha rounded the corner and I offered her a cookie, and then she ate all of them. So I mean, that's how I got introduced to her.
Mm-hmm. Did you know Tabitha beforehand?
I'd seen her social media before, and I could see it, like, the resemblance, but I didn't see, like, mistaking us mm-hmm. for each other on campus. But, I mean, it happens.
It's kind of like that sitcom character that you always hear about, but you never see ever. Like, but y'all, I think y'all look still similar. I mean, Chris has her hair down now, and she has, like, little blonde strips going down, which look fantastic, but shout out to
Thanks.
That. Shout out to a good haircut and a good hair color.
Thank you!
Then also we have a Be Kind sweater on Tabitha.
Oh, yeah.
We're just, like, a clothing runway.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Fit check.
Fit check on, it's kind of like with Kate and Coleman. We should have a fit check segment.
With audio only?
Yeah. I am wearing a red t-shirt. Thank you. Wow, what a great. I want a fashion show like that, though. No thoughts? No one wants a fashion show where you just hear what they're wearing?
That's a no for me, Chief.
I think that would be good.
Thank you. Audible.com. Audible.com. Where you hear the fashion, you don't see it. Sorry, that was a dumb joke. But where can people follow the Just Two Roomies? Because I know I keep up with the stories. Oh, yeah. And I want people to get in on the fun.
Just Two Roomies is exclusively on my Instagram. I'll tag myself.
Okay.
It's TAABIITTHAA.
Do it again for like the commercial sake of it.
All right. TAABIITTHAA.
They're basically like influencers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'd like to believe so.
Oh, we definitely
see,
do.
See, and now it's from this show on, the stakes are high.
We'll be popping. I'm going to have to make it public. I can't do the close friend store anymore.
I know, because we want merch. We want. Oh. We
we'll
want,
get merch.
My gosh.
We want merch. I will get a merch. I will get a merch. I will get a t-shirt. I will get one of those things.
With our face on it.
Oh, yes, I would.
Oh, my gosh.
I would, with, like, dazzles, like, sparkles on it.
Yes, the little, the sparkle iconic emoji.
The funny thing is, I feel like you were on Netflix exclusively on Netflix, but you said exclusively on my Instagram. I'm like, okay. Maybe we should get y'all a live-action TV show. Live-action TV show. What are they called?
A reality TV show?
Reality TV show.
Live action.
Actually, it could be a cartoon, I guess.
I'm not into reality TV, so this is more up Tab's alley.
Well, you would make it up. It'd be funny.
Oh, yeah.
Just two roomies until they weren't.
Until they weren't.
Or a true crime documentary.
There we go.
I always bring that up on the show. Like, if one of us die, this footage will be on the documentary about our deaths. And think about it. This could be on that segment. I know you were on, like, a true crime podcast, right?
I was. I'm going to plug it. My sister has a true crime podcast called Crimology. You can also find it on all streaming
love
services.
Love that title. Oh, love Crimology.
Oh, yeah. So she is doing great with that. It's also a pretty new one. But, yeah, I was a special guest on that not too long ago.
No, weird flex, but okay.
Weird
I was on a crime show. What are you doing? Yeah. but we have a fun game for y'all, okay? And I know we're going to a break pretty soon, but I wanted to introduce the game before the break. It's called Counting. Okay, that drum roll was the most anticlimactic thing I ever heard. It's called Counting on You, and I get to do this whole entire. Oh my! Such a genius idea. anyways, what it's I have a hard time explaining because it's kind of hard to explain. Isn't that right, Caleb? He just shrugged, so I guess it's not. So what it is I will hand one of them a topic. They cannot read it out loud. And for example, it could be enchilada meats or something like that. Something better than that. I just spent it off my head because I have my categories, other categories in my brain.
Caden is hungry. We talked about that earlier.
I am hungry. So you would. So let's say Tabitha would read it, and she goes, "Okay, I think Chris can get 7 of these." Okay, she has to get that many in 15 seconds.
It's not happening.
You don't feel confident about your enchilada meats?
I don't think I could name 2 of them. I could name 2.
I was gonna say.
Let's do an example.
I can name 3. So.
Okay. Queen of enchilada.
Oh,
meats.
Maybe not meat. I was thinking cheese. Oops.
Shrimp.
Shrimp, chicken, beef.
Shrimp enchiladas. What?
I've never had shrimp.
I've never had chicken.
I've never had chicken enchiladas.
sorry. Anyway, so. That's the game. Okay. What a terrible introduction to a game. But let's do an example round. These won't count for points.
Okay.
So basically, I'm gonna write on this piece of paper what the category is. Okay.
Who's looking first?
You will. I'll give you the category, and then Chris will have to guess. And again, the people on air won't know until I say it to Chris. So, I'm going ahead and sliding this over. Okay. How many think Chris can get of that?
I think she can get 6.
She's confident.
6 in 15 minutes. Okay.
15 minutes?
Seconds.
I could probably do 15 minutes.
Okay, let me get my timer. Man, I'm so off it today. But you know what, though? It's the game that matters, not me. For this segment of the show, at least. Okay. You have 15 seconds, Chris. Fast food restaurants.
Okay, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, Charlie's Chicken, Cane's, Slim's, Zaxby's, Sonic, Burger King.
Oh, wait, we're way over. Okay, I wasn't paying attention. That was 22 seconds, but you got over, you know, 6 and 15 seconds. So you guys would get either the 6 points or as many as she scores over. And the goal is to get as many points as possible. Gotcha. Since two roomies and two besties know each other pretty well, you have to reach other's minds and understand who knows what. So there's a terrible introduction to the game. It's going to happen right after the break. It won't be enchilada meats based, I promise you.
Thank you.
But after this short break, we will have the game Counting on You. So see you then.
Now back to It's Kinda Late.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to It's Kinda Late. Sorry, we had a joke in between the break, and then I was laughing about it. That's how it goes. We're going to play Counting on You again. You'll get the gist as it goes along. I'm not going to try to explain it again because it was a mess last time. But you'll get the gist as it goes along. We're going to start with Chris is going to be reading the segment. Reading the line. And then guessing how many Tabitha can get. So, Caleb, if you could hand her this. Again, do not look. Don't look, Tabitha. That is the segment. How many can she get?
I think Tab could get 5.
5. Okay. All right, Tabitha, you have 15 seconds on the board as soon as I start with this subject, okay?
Okay.
Disney TV shows.
TV shows? Oh, no. Let's see. I think there's, like, Hannah Montana, Allie. I don't know. I never actually watched it. Oh, my gosh. I just keep thinking Hannah Montana.
Okay, you're out of time. Dang. We have, again, Hannah Montana and Allie and something. Allie and AJ.
Austin and Allie?
Austin and Allie. That's what I was thinking.
What is Allie and AJ? I don't know what that is. Okay, it's definitely Austin and Allie. So, if you got that correct, you would have gotten...
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't mean to shame you. I'm trying to explain what's going
if
on.
If you did it, if you did
if
it correctly.
If you actually got it correct, you would have 5 points. Sorry. But, so, that's 0 points.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks,
great start.
Oh, yeah.
So now it's going to be me to Tabitha and then Chris guessing, but Tabitha's giving the dust there right now.
Sorry.
Oh, gosh. I'm literally dying. Okay. So, Tabitha, here is your category.
Oh.
All right. How many can she get?
I'm going to say 4.
4.
Just to play it safe.
Number 4, who's knocking on your door? It's Chris. All right, you have to get 4 of this category in 15 seconds. Ready?
Yeah.
Sea creatures.
Octopi. Fish. Eels. Squid.
Hey, you did get 4. Is octopi and squid the same thing?
They're not the same. No, they're not the same thing.
You're like, please give me points.
No.
Give me points. But you got 4 points. Congratulations. 4 points.
Woo! Thank you.
Yay. Good for you. Good for you. It's, both of y'all are trying to get points together.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good for you.
I sound so condescending recently. I'm sorry. No.
If you had gotten it right, good for
yeah,
you.
Good for you.
Okay. Next up, back to Tabitha to guess. No, sorry, Chris to guess for Tabitha. Here is the category. All righty. The way Tabitha just looks off, she goes, okay, I'm writing now. Tabitha, you have 15 seconds.
What?
Whoa. Whoa.
How many do I guess?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so off. Wow.
I think
going great.
Tab can get 3.
Okay. 3. Okay. You ready?
Low number. All right.
15 seconds for 3. I'm sorry. TV channels.
History. There's the Discovery Channel. Right? These are correct. And then yes. There's Disney Channel. Boom. Then there's Fox. There's CNN. Is that a channel? ABC. Freeform.
You're good. You got 7. I'm just shook. History and National Geographic. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Discovery Channel.
Discovery Channel?
Were
I don't know.
Your first 2? What are you watching on those platforms,
sis? Listen. I think I was thinking HGTV, but I didn't even say that.
But why history first?
Chris is a history major. And
I'm not a history major.
I don't know what her major is.
I'm going to be a history
She's
teacher.
She's going
to
be a history
we
teacher.
We stand History
yeah,
Channel.
We do.
Come on the show, History Channel. Not sure exactly. If that means that everyone from the channel just walks on in.
Hard vouch.
Everyone, yeah.
Okay, next round. Again, I need to get it together. So, next round is going to be this. Hand that to Tabitha. Tabitha, how many is Chris going to get off that category?
I think that I could get one, maybe. So I'm going to say that Chris can get two.
Okay.
You're the best.
Playing it safe. All right, 15 seconds on the board. Movies with Brad Pitt.
I don't know any movies from with Brad Pitt in them. I think Brad Pitt's someone my parents watch. I have no clue.
Wow, we know wow. She is not a Brad Pitt stan. From
no, I can tell you right now I'm not a Brad Pitt stan.
I love Brad Pitt. You don't like Brad Pitt?
I don't know him. Like, I know of him. whatever.
No, don't be rude to our guest.
History Channel's not going to come on.
Actually, also Oklahoma native. You know that? He was born in Oklahoma.
Oh, I thought that was a movie title. I was going to say haven't seen it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Sorry, Brad Pitt, if you're watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Brad Pitt's back at home. Like, gosh, dang it. okay, so, sorry.
Can I know at least one movie with Brad Pitt in it?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
World War Z.
Okay,
Kate,
I've heard at least
again.
One of those movies.
World War Z. Stop. Rude. This show is chaotic. A good chaotic.
I'm here for it.
Here for the chaos.
Oh, yeah.
Here for the chaos, thank for the treats, you know? Don't know what that means.
I was like, y'all getting treats?
Where are the treats?
This is a treat. Your company.
Oh, okay.
Your company's a treat. I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to speak like a British language. I don't know. Anyways. Okay, anyways. Next topic. Caleb, if you will show the next topic. This is Chris guessing for Tabitha. How many can she get?
Three.
Confident three. If you don't get this three, you might have a big problem.
I know.
On your hands.
I'm going to be upset if you don't get three.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The pressure's on.
Just two roomies, maybe just one roomie after this.
Yeah.
No roomies.
No roomies.
No. No. No roomies. No roomies. No roomies. Okay. You ready? 15 seconds. Streaming services.
Oh, I'm going to say, like, Spotify. There's Apple Music. Twitch. Is that a streaming? I don't know. Three. What else? Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay, I will say
I kind of want to come in here.
Do we vouch for Twitch?
Twitch counts. Twitch
okay,
is streaming
you
video
stream
games.
You stream on Twitch.
That's what I was thinking.
You're streaming video games.
I was okay. We were completely different on what streaming meant. I thought like Netflix and Hulu and Disney
but
Plus.
I mean, both work. Both work. Twitch will count. That's three
Thank
points
you.
On the board for
Thank
you guys.
You.
Congratulations. Up to 10 points. 10 points. That's a team. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double digits. You made it that far. Anyways, on to another section of this. This is fun.
I'm enjoying this.
This is the next one. This is Tabitha guessing for Chris. How many? Gosh,
I feel bad giving so many lowball answers.
Me
but,
too.
I think Chris is a lot smarter than I am.
You give me too much credit.
So I'm going to say four.
Four. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Very sure. Mm-hmm. 15 seconds. I'm just kidding. It is nations.
Like countries?
Yes.
Okay, there's the United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru.
Oh my gosh.
England, Scotland, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden.
Wow.
I don't know what? If that was more than four, though. So.
Yeah. I'm not sure either. Lost I can't count. Do math.
She didn't get four. Just kidding. She got, let me just measure this.
She was like singing a song.
She got 14.
There's a song.
Oh, shoot.
I didn't learn it.
It's like some Animaniac song. Oh, the Yukos.
Oh. Shout out to Animaniacs. Wow, that's my childhood. Wow, shout out to them. Your score is now doubled, more than doubled, 24. Wow.
I told you.
Chris is going to a little hair wave.
The Debbie Ryan, if you know.
Oh, yeah, Debbie Ryan, if you know what that is, the Debbie Ryan meme. I think it's going to be our last one. Our last one.
Make it good.
I'm trying to make it the best one possible.
Make it easy. You know how well I'm doing.
Is it stupid? Hold on, Caleb, is it stupid category?
It'll work. It'll work.
That's not a yes or no.
Go ahead and rewrite it.
I'm worried. Okay. Redo it.
I don't know what else to do. I mean, I thought about that one.
Someone
and it's
came
fine.
Very prepared.
It's not a good closer. I had that one down. I just didn't know if it was worth it. Oh, I got a good one. Okay. Here we are. And the last one is Chris guessing for Tabitha.
She might get two. I don't think I could name two.
Oh no.
You can't name two?
I could name one. Just like thinking about it right now.
I'm worried.
Interesting. One thing at the top of it's going to be I'm going to ask you which one you knew after. But
I'm so worried.
On to you. You ready?
No.
Again, 15 seconds on the board. Wow. Ready? Famous Johnsons.
Oh my gosh. Johnsons. Oh my gosh. Famous Johnsons. Oh no. All right.
I think I can say that just the word Johnson does not count as a point.
Maybe she was meaning Johnson and Johnson.
Johnson and Johnson. Yeah. Did you not pick that up?
Girl, I don't
they're
think,
famous.
Girl, if anything, I put it down. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Does that count for two or one? There's two Johnsons there.
There you go.
What was your guess?
Lyndon B. Johnson.
Not even Andrew Johnson?
No.
Okay, I really kept thinking Michael B. Johnson. And I was like, that's not right. You can't say that.
We stand Michael B. Jordan, though.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's an obsession with Michael B. Jordan here.
Get him on here.
Oh. Michael B. Jordan will be on the show next week, as long as Annabelle and Demi Lovato and Froyo.
Oh my gosh.
We have a jam-packed episode next week. You don't want to miss it. It's all a joke. Well, that sadly wraps up our time here for this episode. It has been chaotically good, but kind of chaotic. Finals week are coming up. It's not this week or next week. It's coming up, though. So please, please, please focus on your studies and if you're in college. And if not, just reflect on how people are going through it at the moment, if that makes sense. We appreciate you turning in. Thank you to the Just Two Roomies for coming on the air. We really appreciate y'all coming
on. Thank you for having us.
Of course, and shout out to everyone that tuned in and that was in the What's Going On College Hill campus. And we'll see you next week. Bye, guys.